very powerful energies coming through. So glad everybody's here to receive that. I'm going to read the chats really quickly, and then we're going to go to Helen. All right, so my friend Helen, there you are. How may we help you, honey?
Hi, Nicole. Happy New Moon and happy Earth Day. I would like a message, please.
Mm-hmm. And say your first name, please.
Helen.
And say it one more time.
Helen.
And say it one more time, honey.
Helen.
I know what I want to say to you, but then you're going to say, well, how do I do that? So I'm trying to answer. I'm trying to answer your second question before I begin. Helen, say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Open up to your gifts at hand. Open up to your heavenly exchange. In other words, they're teaching you kindness of self. They're teaching you how to move into, just like what we've been talking about. You've got a lot of energy in your coming through your light column. And say your name one more time.
Helen.
Gosh, you feel like a jackrabbit to me. What I mean by that is, God, let me put this in words. It's like you're so excited to get, like you're holding energy, you're holding light, you're holding power, no doubt about it. What happens is that you're so excited to get started. Helen, say your name one more time, honey.
Helen.
Thank you. All right, I'll say it this way. You're so excited to get started. It's like what they were saying. So interesting, you went first. You follow your mind versus like surrendering to spirit. And when I say that to you, I'm watching your mind try to understand what I just said. So I totally, totally get what they're saying. This is about deferring to the higher heart. So whatever your belief system is, but I'm just gonna use Jesus to make this easy. Imagine you follow Jesus. So this would be, all right, Jesus, you lead, I would follow. It's that sort of submitting to divine will that needs proper attention. Because what you're doing is you've got all this advanced energy, and you're still working with your mind, with your intellect. No error in that. It's just the problem is the intellect doesn't know what to do. So what you want to catch up with is opening up that awareness where you're going to become aware of your higher guidance. Whether you see that as your divine self, Christ, will, however, whatever words you use. But you want to realize that there is, Helen, say your name again, please.
Helen.
Thank you. That there is I'm trying to figure this out for you, so I'm taking such a long time, so that you don't use your mind. I'll say it this way, because I have done this so many, many times, where I'll say it this way. It's sort of like the mind comes up with a solution. And then we go to pray for spirit to make our solution effective. Show me the way to make this work. Bless my idea, that sort of thing. And it's very subtle because we think we're following spirit, but we've already decided we know best, and now we're praying for God to bless us. Versus realizing the mind only knows your small self. It doesn't know the super highway. It doesn't know who you are in spirit. It doesn't know you're an advanced soul. So it doesn't really have the answers. The more that you can submit to the workings of your higher self, your divine self, that has a plan, and open up to that, to those riches, to that guidance. It's really submitting your will. I'll be really, really honest. I've run these groups for years, and for a lot of that time, I was still doing it the first way. I really was. I promise you I was. So it's no big thing to find out that that is something to look at. Nevertheless, you have riches and opportunity to expand your horizons in ways that will just tickle you pink. And so it's part of your initiation, it's part of your journey to surrender to that higher establishment. The best way I can explain it, it's like in recovery, it's like step three or whatever, like turn your life and will over to a higher power. Those are just words, but the power of those words will be life-changing in whatever way you discover that. So there's still this tendency to direct traffic. There's no error in that. You're very strong, and it makes sense that you've used that strength. But what you're opening to is like a new teacher. It's the best way I can explain this. And that teacher is not very loud. So to receive its instructions, you really have to get quiet. You really have to, I'll just say it this way, because I'm just doing it right now to figure this out for you. It's really surrendering your will. So I'll just use my example so you understand. If Spirit wants me to continue these groups, it will make these groups happen. If Spirit says tomorrow, okay, that's enough of that, now we want you to do this, it's like, I'm not in charge. I'm not in charge. That's a very different place than where we normally reside. A very, very different place. So you don't have to figure this out 100% to get started. It's just a subtle shift. Now, the reason it's so valuable to you is as you make this shift, you're going to discover some new possibilities. I feel like they're going to instruct you so that as you open up to these new twists and turns, it's not going to be like 0 to 100. It's like as you start opening up, you're going to start noticing little things, little differences, little like, oh, I never thought to do that. I never thought to get my groceries at this store instead of that store. Like little things that maybe don't really matter, but they matter as far as you like learning how to submit to that higher council. So again, they're showing me the heart chakra, no secret about that. But oh my gosh, the energies, the words, when I say words is because you channel, that are coming through you are just delightful. So receive that, put that in your little brassiere, put that in your heart chakra, and say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. You really are opening up to like a new life. Like I just can't even tell you how good it is. So there's a little bit of work to do in terms of really opening up to those energies. We're all in the same boat. It's not like you're suddenly special about this. It's just your time to defer and bow and press in. So I hope that helps.
It really does. And I just had a question. That was really awesome. Thank you, as always. Merlin has been coming to me a lot before I even mentioned it these past few days. And Egypt, the Egypt thing, it's like everywhere I turn, it's Egypt. What is What is that all about? Egypt
well,
is like constant.
Yeah, you're opening up to your gifts, my friend. You're returning to your true status. And it's good that you're recognizing it. So this is the point. This is the point. It's coming into your field of awareness. So, and they're saying it's your entitlement. Like, I have this, I don't even know what you would call it. But anyway, it has gold on it. I never noticed the gold, but when I'm talking to you, the gold part of it's just staring at me. So you're opening up to your true status. I mean, just keep going, keep accelerating. And again, submitting to that greater knowledge, submitting to that greater advanced self. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. It's really dropping the mind and opening to your true relevance. So beautiful, so beautiful. I've got to leave you with this. I've got these chariots, gold, of course, right? Gold chariots. So I'll just leave you with that. I'll send you off with those gold chariots. Those are for you, by
Yay!
The way. Yeah, I know. It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much love.
All right, you
so
too,
much.
Honey. Hi, Miss Perry.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, how may we help you?
Just a message.
Okay. And say your first name.
Perry.
And say it one more time.
Perry.
Prepare for victory. Prepare for victory. It would serve you to sing songs, listen to songs, find songs that really make your heart sing. Find songs that pay attention to songs that you're led to, songs that you suddenly remember. They're going to help you connect to your true self, your true soul. So it may be songs from the distant past that bring forth like a connection to an aspect of self. You know, like sometimes if you listen to songs when you were a teenager or whatever, at least that happens to me, you kind of connect to that aspect of self. I don't know 100% what period of time you're connecting with. And say your name again, please.
Harry.
But there are going to be connections that are made that are going to bring you into your power. They're going to bring you, like I'm hearing 80s songs. And I never even think about songs from the 80s, but they're just like flashing through my field of awareness right now. So again, it's connecting you to your strength, to your witnessing, to your whole involvement. So just pay attention, whatever songs that you're led to. And say your name again, please.
Perry.
You are so talented. You're so artistic. Oh my gosh. I'm just looking at your energies and oh my gosh, are you talented. And what's the message behind that, my love? And say your name again, please.
Perry.
Listen to the moon goddess. Listen to the energies of the moon goddess. She is speaking to you directly. She's offering you her relevance, her strength, her knowledge. Receive her. So make the moon real to you in terms of like imagine a goddess communicating to you. You got a lot of communication going on. You got songs, you got goddesses. So that's something that's there. Let me see what else. And say your name again, please.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare for victory. Let me explain that. I'm just going to use me. Sometimes I can get a little moody, or I used to at least, where everything's fine until it's not. Everything's fine until it's not. And what I never realized was that I can make the switch. And they're showing me like a railroad station where, at least like I remember when you play as a kid, like you switch the lever and the train goes on a different track. So when they say prepare for victory, they mean that literally. Like when you find yourself in a darker place where you find yourself like, oh, I'm kind of down again. Prepare for victory means like decide to be positive. What I personally never understood was the power that I had to determine that. When I would get into those spaces, I just thought I was totally lost. I honestly did. And for whatever reason, it's like, oh my gosh, I can just set the intention. I can just decide. And it's sort of like, come on, you know, like we're like enough of this, enough of this. So what they're saying, and say your name again, please.
Mary.
That you have like the decision of faith. In other words, you'll notice this now that we had this discussion, that you can make the decision. Whether it's to turn on a song that brings you into like a higher mental state, or like take a walk, or just hold that intention, do affirmations, whatever it is, spirit will bring you, they're saying source will advise. But what you're gonna be understanding is that you're the determining value. So you wanna remember that there are literally different choices, there are different dimensions, right wherever you happen to be. And we bebop, I just got confirmation on this side, we bebop in and out of them all day long. We really do. And so you're the determining factor, meaning that you decide, you have the ability, when you find yourself slip sliding away, to change that lever, to redirect attention. Abraham is, forget what her little phrase is, I'm sure you or Helen know, but it's the same concept where we decide. You have more, and say your name again, please.
Mary.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have more determining factor than you realize. I can guarantee it. When I tune into you, I've got energy shooting through my entire body. I can guarantee it. And I'm here to tell you, I'm a perfect example. I had no idea I had more control over it than I had no idea I had the kind of ability that I seem to now possess. And it took my guides a long time to teach me how to empower myself. I mean that very sincerely. I feel extreme. I'm just going to pull a card for final outcome here. And say your name again, please.
Mary.
Thank you. It's almost like Field of Dreams, like prepare it and they will come. So as you prepare, I've got awaiting results. So that is good. That means like you can prepare it and they will come. The more you understand that you give the consent ahead of time, just like we were discussing in that initial teaching, that we determine it. They're going, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. They're going to be assisting you, helping you. So again, it's like you've got the fertile soil or you've got the ground and decide to make it fertile. Now, when I say that, when I said fertile, I literally had like all these seedlings, like all these like seeds going into your ground. Just play with it. But every time you say Perry, I keep hearing prepare for advancement, prepare for success. And say your name one more time, please.
Here.
Remember, you're opening the doors through your own consciousness. You're opening the doors through your own consciousness. So in English, you make it happen way before you actually see the results in the external realm. And did you have a question?
When you talk about listening to music like from the 80s, that was a difficult time for me. Is that stuff that I need to work through by listening to 80s music?
Oh, no, that was just my example. Thank you so much for asking the question. That was just my example. So when I tune into a message for someone, they just show me myself. So they just show me my files so I understand what to say to someone else. So I'm kind of the guinea pig. So when it was 80s, it was showing me that that's relevant for me. So that was my personal example. You may be, I don't know what you are, but you will. You will. So does that make sense? I apologize and thank you so much for clarifying that.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Much love.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Benita. Let me unmute you. All right, you may have to unmute. There you go. How may we help you? So nice to see you today.
Just a message.
Okay. You've got more relevance than you realize. You've been doing your work. I literally see you like signing a new contract. You've been doing your work. You don't understand the value of your heart. Your heart is so open. You've been so committed. And say your name again, please.
Benita.
So you're going to be able to do things others can't do. Oh my gosh. When all these wonderful good things start coming your way, please understand it's because you put yourself, you placed yourself in good advantage. In other words, it's all your good works. You're extending your heart, wanting the best for others, putting yourself out there. So in English, bet on yourself. That's my recommendation. You're going to be able to do things other people can't do. Because remember, there's no world out there. It's energy. It's frequency. It's consciousness. So someone else is going to try to go do something. They couldn't do it. Or maybe they have tried and it didn't work because they could not hold it based on their consciousness. Because you're working with higher levels, because you're working with higher achievement, you're going to have success when someone didn't. So in English, this is about trusting your own ledger, trusting your own ideas. They're showing me like angel wings. You're going to be able and you're entitled to offerings, healings, opportunities that others can't witness because they just haven't been working with those higher energies the way you have been. So don't let someone else's experience or influence your own impressions or your own convictions or your own intuitive feelings because you're playing on a higher level. Your energy is just delightful. I mean that so sincerely. And say your name again, please.
Benita.
And say it one more time.
Benita.
Your needs first. Don't give away the farm. Don't, you've got such an open heart. Don't do for others without making sure you're also doing for yourself. So don't, don't get out of balance. Sorry, I'm emphasizing the don't word. So the other way of saying it is make sure that you stay responsible for self. So again, it's like making sure you're well fed, making sure you're taken care of, and then share with others. So that will make sense to you at some point. And say your name again, please.
Benita.
And say it one more time.
Benita.
You can pretty much let spirit know what you need and they will find a way to make it happen. Gosh, you've been just doing such beautiful work. Do you happen to have a question?
Not really, no. Thank you.
Let me see what else I have for you then. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Benita.
You've been doing your homework. You've been doing your homework. I'm showing an oracle card and it says like, forget what it says, like joy and opportunities. You've got good stuff coming. You've got good stuff coming. And it's all due to your effort. It's not like you're lucky or anything. You've been doing your spiritual work. See, that's the thing. People don't realize, sort of like what we do when no one's looking, where we could get away with not doing it and we do the right thing anyway. People don't realize how committed you are. But oh my God, the energies when I tune into you are just fantastic. Let me see if there's anything else I can tell you though. And say your name one more time.
Benita.
Spirit's going to lend a hand. I just feel like you got spirit working with you. You're going to accomplish what others can't. Spirit's on your side. I just send you so much love. They're so, what would be the word? Vanita, say your name one more time, please.
Vanita.
Thank you. How do I put this in words? What feels like you've been at a disadvantage with, or what you've done without when others haven't, it's going to come full circle. I don't know what it is, but it's like there's an area where, gosh, I wish I had that, but you know, I'm walking on faith and whatever spirit wants, that kind of thing. It's going to come full circle. It's going to come full circle. I just feel so happy about your path, and you are to be commended because you're the one that's been doing the work. I don't even know what else to say except good job. All right,
thank
I hope
you.
That helps. Thank you. Nice to have you
thank
join
you.
Us. Mm-hmm. Hi, Miss Sherry.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how may we help you?
I guess I just want to know what the message is right now.
Okay, one moment, please. You've got very high guides, really beautiful. And say your first name, please.
Sherry.
And say it one more time.
Sherry.
It's okay to be at peace in the midst of. In other words, like joy is the Lord, joy is my strength. Like in other words, the more you align with love, the more you align with those higher energies, you're supporting the welfare of all. I'm not sure what that's about, but it's like you don't need to be upset because others are upset, or if others are going through hard predicament or whatever. It's like you can keep them in your prayers, you can cover them with white light, you can pray for them to hear their own spiritual guidance, but you don't need to feel it's your right to retain your high position, and in fact that's the best way to support, because what you're doing is holding the light for all to receive, for all to know. I don't know if it's something that has happened or something that will happen, but your job is to maintain that higher perspective, that higher value. So just keep that in mind. Okay, so now I can see what else is there. And say your name again, please.
Sherry.
And say it one more time.
Sherry.
There are going to be some offerings, some counsel. I have Mary Magdalene coming forth that she is guiding you and teaching you. She's going to show you how to conduct business. In other words, oh, it's so beautiful. I actually have Guinevere now as well. Instead of handling things from an old approach, they're both here. They're going to be guiding you in the ways of the heart. So in English, you're moving up spiritually. And instead of dealing with things, I just got confirmation on this side as well. Instead of dealing with things from just the intellect or a linear perspective, you're going to, and you just may feel like it's just coming from you, but they're just confirming that they are here lending a hand. And they're showing me the Magician card, where you're being taught like higher knowledge. So I don't know the details, but I guess if there's conflict or problems or whatever, it's like you'll know what to say, when to say it, when not to say it, things like that. And it has to do with your applause. What they mean by that is it's like a follow-up after Vanita's message where they kept saying she's been doing her work. It's the same thing with you, where you're learning like the ways of the heart. You're learning how to solve, they're showing me dolphins, so like how to solve problems from that higher awareness. So just know that, again, now I've got like Aladdin's lamp and all that, so these are really good symbols. Just know that it's due to your expertise. In other words, because you have been open to that higher approach, it's like when they say ask and you shall receive, it's really true, but we have to ask the right questions. In other words, we have to be committed to that higher offering, that higher place of conduct. So that's where you have been excelling. And so again, you've got Mary Magdalene, you've got Guinevere, who I think that's probably the first time I have ever seen her here. And they're both here supporting your process. I'll say it that way. Okay, let me see what else. And say your name again, please.
Sherry.
You are opening, you are opening a spiritual sight. So you may see lights, you may see, I think I saw someone just walk by, that kind of thing. You do not need to go to the eye doctor, at least not for that. You are opening your spiritual sight. And say your name again, please.
Sherry.
Yeah, I just feel like you're moving to a new level. It's really just how it feels. It feels very purposeful. And again, it's so interesting. It just fits the theme of tonight's message, where it's been earned. It's been earned. In other words, you face some, oh gosh, how do I say this? Not particularly fun energies, I'll say that. And you did it with finesse. You did it. The reason all this is occurring is because you handled yourself. You took the high road in English. You'll know what that means. You took the high road. And you, and they're applauding, and you really stayed committed. So it's sort of like you passed your trial. So I hope all that makes sense. And did you have a question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you were talking about, it seems like since last weekend, mm-hmm. I feel like I've been grieving a lot. I've been crying tons. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know where it's from, but it just feels like I'm grieving something. And when you were talking about the railroad tracks, I was thinking, sometimes I just feel like I it just overtakes me and I can't get out of it, but it feels like grief. I don't know if I'm grieving who I was because of what you're saying, or I don't know what's going on, but man, it's heavier than, man, it's like cement shoes.
Yeah. So the healing card was just staring at me. So it's good on the higher level. And that would explain how it is that you're in this new experience. But let me see what I can tell you. And say your first name, please.
Sherry.
You're releasing. So with this new level, you're holding more light. And so it's releasing. They're saying like stored emotions. You're receiving grace is what it is. So I don't know if it's when you were a child or whatever it is, but it's some kind of stored emotions that are being released. And it is heavy. It's not like just nothing. So it's funny, you know, when something happens, we think, oh, okay, it's over and done with. But what we often do is like repress it, because what choice do we have? We got to like buck up and just handle it and roll. So you're releasing pain. And again, it's through grace because of the light that is just coming forth. So your job is to just know that you're in the process of releasing. Sometimes room temperature water will very much help process that out. And also nature, of course, is very supportive. But you're releasing, and it's very good.
Is part of going up a level, you have to release in order to let the light in more?
Well, right? the light's in, is what it is.
Oh, okay.
So what it's doing is dispersing the darkness.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's diffusing it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so much love, sweetheart. Well earned. Well earned is what I want to say to you. And say your name again, please.
Sherry.
You took the high road. You passed. You took the high road.
Can I take the low road sometimes?
I know the feeling.
I know. I figured you would.
So much love, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Miss Jenny.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, how may we help you?
Well, I really resonated with the opening message and everybody else's message to some degree, and found it all very helpful. So thank you to you, guides, and everybody else, because I really received some, you know, confirmation of thoughts that I've been having. And yeah, I would just love a further message for myself, please.
Sure. One moment. Have high hopes. Have high hopes. You remind me of Perry a little bit. Have high hopes. See everything working out. See everything working out for your highest and best good. They sort of mean that like as a blanket approach. A blanket approach, like a way of life. It's almost a little bit like Abraham. What does she say? Everything's always working out for me, or something like that. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
See everything coming together for your best and highest good. Just have that knowing, because the truth of the matter is, that's what's occurring one way or the other, because everything that's coming forth, it's either serving you or it's an obstacle that needs clearing. So either way, everything is serving your best and highest good. As you will receive that, see, as you will open up to that, it's going to shift you. I literally have this guide laughing, it looks like a hyena laughing. So again, it's when you're in this higher levels, very easy to laugh through dualism. When you're in it, when you're in the trenches, it's not always quite as simple, or it seems that way. So this is what they're saying. For you to go ahead, you look like you're a school teacher and you're writing this on your board, and it's like everything is serving my highest good. So once you know that, once you commit to that, once you trust that, it's like you don't have to keep going down to the dungeon. And the dungeon is, what if it doesn't work out? What if this isn't the right, like, you know, all the fear stuff. So they're helping you, and say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
They're helping you to treat life a little lighter. In other words, to know that spirit, and I literally feel this with you, it's like spirit's got your back. Spirits, you know, wherever you go, wherever twist and turn, it's like spirit's right there. Spirit's right there. So when you know that, see, I say that, but I'll be really, really honest with you. I can think of situations where I totally forget it in the midst of. So I get that. So it's like, I think I need this teaching also. But what they're showing, it's so easy when I see it with you. What they're showing, it's like, everything literally is serving the atonement. It's serving our spiritual path. So whether it pleases us or not, it's like Spirit's right there to make it an adventure, to make it an opportunity to bring us back to abundance, to bring us back to wholeness, to bring us back, just like Sherry's message, to a higher ranking, to a higher fulfillment. So the more that you can abide by that, just knowing that you are being guided, that you are protected, that everything is going to come through in they're showing me, like, handing you roses. So they want me to emphasize this. The roses, so think about, like, if someone's like a ballet dancer or player, whatever, that at the end of the performance, they hand them roses, you know, like a big bouquet or whatever. They're basically saying that's how all this ends. that's how the story ends. So if you know that, that's the end of the journey, and I literally see you. They're showing me the card where it's just the happy family, and it's just like a feel-good card. If that's the end of the journey, like, to relax. What they're trying to help you do is reduce your suffering. Because what they watch is, like, at the end it works out, and it's like, ooh, I'm so glad it worked out. But if you could know and stay committed to the fact that everything is working out as you walk through it, you will experience more joy along the way. And that's what they're interested in. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Yeah, like when I tune into you, it's like, imagine having fun. Imagine, like, seeing it as an adventure. Imagine, you know, like, ooh, I wonder what's like imagine, like, when you read a book or watch a movie, like, what's going to happen next? So they just want your happiness. So they're helping you to have joy. And back to that guide, he's laughing. He hasn't stopped laughing the whole time. So I'm like, yeah, I get it. I get the message. So I hope that helps. And do you have a question, or do you want to meet after and ask a question? Or do you not have a question?
I mean, of course, my mind has a million questions, but
all right. Well,
I just feel like that's the hang-up.
Exactly. So maybe just sit with the offering tonight, and then I'm always around tomorrow or whatever.
Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty then. Indeed, we surround each with our devotion, our glance of wonderment, and of course, our love, with joy, with laughter, with delight. We remain. Namaste. So thank you, everybody, for joining. Lending your love, your light, being present on our path of illumination. Let us see. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday at 7. If you want to ask questions, you also, just like someone's listening, you're able to do that for any of the groups, just so you know, if you just want the listening option. You're welcome to join in. You can write listen, or you can just click off once that beginning message is done. And then Friday is our free attunement again. So much love, many blessings, and have a good evening.